This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
The good gets better.
The good gets better.
The better gets better.
The better gets better.
Bears down three. One, two, three.
Bears!
All right, hour number two with us, Judson Richards, Tyler Farengol holding it down the other side of the glass there, covering a game that if you're a Bears fan, you will never forget it. I that is not hyperbolic. That was something where, not only statistically speaking, it is the greatest comeback in Bears postseason history. Also, it is the worst loss in Packers playoff history. That is the kind of night it was. The Bears were down 21-6 to start the fourth quarter. I'll say it again. The Bears were down 21-6 to start the fourth quarter, and they go on to win that game with a final of 31-27. The Bears are only the fourth team in postseason history to win a playoff game when trailing by 15-plus points in the fourth quarter. We are asking you, how did you celebrate it? A couple other topics we've been making our way through. Where does Caleb Williams' performance rank for you? And I don't need a list per se, right? Like, I'm not asking you, is it better than the flu game? Probably not. Right? Is it, you know, is it better than Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout performance? I don't know. Just where does it rank for you in how you will remember or what it means to be a Chicago sports fan from an individual standpoint of what you watch Caleb Williams do? 312-644-6767. Phone lines are lit. We will get to each and every one of you. A reminder, tune in all day Monday for a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank, starting with Mullion Hall at 5:30 and continuing all day long right here on The Score. Not just all day long, beginning tomorrow with Mullion Hall, but we will have all week long to talk about another Bears victory or to talk about another Bears game. And a lot of it will be about this victory. But not only did they beat the Packers last night, 31-27, the Bears win their first playoff game in 15 years. But we also have another playoff game at Soldier Field as the Bears make their way into the divisional round, right? I mean, so, you know, so much of this season, from Ben Johnson's arrival to where we are today, is just resetting expectations. And that was one thing that you really felt from Ben Johnson is, you know, he wasn't going to bring the Bears past with him. He was going to bring a fresh outlook and perhaps a firsthand look at what it's like to turn around an organization with what Dan Campbell has done in Detroit. Albeit Detroit is now out of the playoffs and the Bears are in it. But setting expectations. And Ben Johnson also said that he believed this was a sleeping giant here, right? This was a sleeping giant in Chicago. And so far, he has gotten this young team, I mean, 21-year-old Colston Loveland, he's 21 years old, to see that Caleb Williams focusing in, right? It reminds you a lot of whether it's, you know, Tom Brady to Gronk, 17-85. At one point, Philip Rivers to Antonio Gates was the, you know, the most touchdown duo between a quarterback and a tight end. And maybe more recently, Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce. That you felt like was perhaps on display of what we may be looking at in the future from your second-year quarterback and your first-year tight end. 312-644-6767. Kooks is with us in Joliet on 6-7 The Score. Hey, Kooks, what's going on?
Not much. Just here enjoying the games. I've been watching every game. Every time I'm saying I'm not going to watch them, I go to my room and I put my Forte jersey on. And for the last 4 weeks, as soon as I put it on, the come back and win.
Whoa. All right, 312-644-6767. Let's get back to the phones in just a moment. When you're looking at what we saw, how cool was it after the game, by the way, to see Caleb Williams on the field with Pete Crow Armstrong, right? As the Cubs signed Alex Bregman during the game, there just was so much of what lies ahead in the future. And before we get back to the phones, let's hear from this Mike Singletary moment. Mike Singletary on Prime was so incredible to hear this leading up to this game. This was Mike Singletary getting us pumped for a spectacular game ahead.
It's been 15 years since the Bears won the playoff game. A lot of excitement for the city. A lot of excitement about the tradition of the Bears. This young team has been playing great all year, been fighting, scratching, kicking. But for the playoffs, gotta start fast and just let it go. Everything else, take care of itself. Go.
I mean, you talk about getting set for an epic game. I think the world of Mike Singletary, and as great as he was on the field as a linebacker, as a Hall of Famer for the Bears, when that man opens his mouth, you just lean closer into whatever it is. And unfortunately, it felt so much like the game was not going to live up to what we saw. And then the second half began, and then what Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and this bunch has been able to do all season long came to fruition, and we want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. Randy is with us on The Score, who's been patient. Hey, Randy, what's going on?
Well, I want to call attention to one play that really impressed me last night in the first half. Out of all the fourth down conversion attempts that they made, we were fourth down and 6 yards to go. Caleb did not have a receiver. He threw the ball down to the 10-yard line directly into the hands of the defensive back. Receiver wasn't even close. Instinctively, that guy caught it. If he would have been smart, he dropped the ball. They got 30 extra yards. I feel Caleb knew that that man was going to catch that ball because that's what he's getting paid to do. What do you think?
Randy, that's a great phone call. You're right. I as the Bears got wiser in the second half, the Packers got dumber or worse. Worse being missing that extra point. Missing that extra point to make it. The Packers needing a touchdown instead of a field goal was one of the most enormous moments in that game, an extra point. And that moment as well, fourth down, an interception. Caleb doesn't throw many of them, but more importantly, it kind of worked out as just a good punt. Now you'd like to see the ball be, you know, converted, right? Like, you'd like to see it be a reception instead of an interception. But yeah, I mean, as the bright seemed to get lighter, as the Bears started to open it up, the Packers wilted. And it is fair to ask, because they are certainly asking in Green Bay, is not only did Ben Johnson beat Matt LaFleur twice, but did he end his tenure in Green Bay?
Again, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Let's go a little bit more on that. Here is Ben Johnson after the game on really taking issue on what was said last week or over the course of this week by the Packers.
Well, we usually, it's obvious you won a playoff game in this manner. It's obvious you're going to be pretty excited. We don't see a kind of emotion from you at the buzzer as we did today. It's just, again, the obvious of winning a playoff game.
Yeah,
Yeah, there was probably a little bit more noise coming out of their building up north to start the week, which we heard loud and clear, players and coaches alike. So this one meant something to us.
I mean, it was, this is not a rivalry because they're told it's a rivalry. It wasn't that way over the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay. With all that was said, the Matthews, Clay Matthews comment to begin the draft, the Seth Rollins crackback, right? I mean, the biggest storyline of the 2025 NFL draft was Shedeur Sanders. The next biggest line is that the greatest rivalry in football is alive and well between the Packers and the Bears. And that was in the offseason with the way that it delivered last night. And by the way, what really is Ben Johnson referring to? I think it's this. Here's what defense coordinator Jeff Hafley of the Packers said over the week.
Like, what a blessing to be here for me and my family. So I appreciate that. And we are not going to be done. So I will see you guys next week.
We are not going to be done. See you guys next week. And a nice, nice, nice bang of the podium there by Jeff Hafley. Yeah. As Michael Jordan would say, they took that personally. The Bears took that personally. You could see it in the handshake. You could see it at midfield. And you could see the way that that game was played. And damn it, the NFL is better because of it. And it's that much better because the Bears come out on top 31-27. Judson Richards with you on 6-7 The Score on a game that we will never forget that unfolded last night. Let's go back to the phone. Sam is with us in Glencoe on The Score. Hey, Sam. Good morning. What's going on? Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Thank you. Hey, thank you so much for all you do. Love the show. I just think that according to the game, we got to just continue this momentum. Obviously, Ben Johnson has to enjoy being on the floor twice. And that's all I got to say. Bear down.
Sam, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's, again, by the way, if you were there, I need to hear more about the shaking of the stadium. 312-644-6767. Al Michaels, 81 years old. He has been to every venue about 30 times, including Soldier Field. He has broadcast 31 games at Soldier Field. And Al Michaels said he had never felt it shake like that. That's what the fourth phase did, because the Bears do not win this game in Green Bay. I wholeheartedly believe that. Why was it so important to get the two seed? Why was it so important that the great Josh Johnson of the Washington Commanders beat the Philadelphia Eagles last Sunday? And so that you, the Bears fan, could have a major impact in this game. And it wasn't really from the jump. The impact came as the Bears started to get going in the third and fourth quarter. Let's go to Sonny with us in Alsop on The Score. Sonny, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. I'm just calling out. You know, we've getting over the, you know, during the season, we've got a lot of, you know, questions about Cairo Santos. I'll tell you what, he made every kick again, and that was, to me, that was the difference in the game. Derek McManus missed two field goals and an extra point, and they gave us a shot. And all I can say is, go Bears!
Sonny,
you know, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You finish your thoughts, Sonny.
Oh, I just think, you know, it takes all three phases, and we got him in all three.
Sonny, you're right. Thanks for the call. You know, during the game, I don't know how many of you out there were just almost a little bit on my couch, and it was happening for my wife, is just was almost pleading for Ben Johnson to just take the 3 points. Like, just, you know, let's continue to add any instead of none. 3-7. And there was some real desperation happening in the first half of that game, right? Like, you know, there's a major difference between desperation and aggressiveness. Aggressiveness on fourth down is you like it and you're going to go for it and you're going to accept the risk. Desperation is when you don't think your defense can get a single stop. And I don't mean field goals. I mean just giving up touchdowns every time the Green Bay Packers took the field. And so the operation of desperation is what it made, was what made it feel like in the first half. It was completely out of reach. And so in the second half, to Sonny's point, it's like, just send Cairo out there so we can get on the board. And it was 21-3, and then it was 21-6 to start the fourth quarter. They only got 3 points in that third quarter, and then come away with 25 points in the fourth quarter. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Brian in Prospect with us on 6-7 The Score. Good morning, Brian. Hey, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say how, you know, how important it was, you know, that they beat the Packers, because in order to continue in this division that we're in, conference we're in, we need to beat the best, and the Packers have been the best, you know, forever, and you know, they're our nemesis, they're a monkey on our back, and I also really think that we created an awful lot of dysfunction now in the Packers, you know, inside their office, right? I mean, they're scrambling right now. They're talking about firing Matt LaFleur and just crazy stuff. I just think that was such a great win against our biggest rival,
Brian.
You know, that's for going forward.
Do you think they will fire Matt LaFleur?
You know, I certainly hope they will. I think it would be stupid, but I certainly hope they will.
You know, that's kind of where I'm at a little bit. And so Ed Policy, whose father is Carmen Policy, who I believe fired George Seifert, if I remember correctly, the 49ers. But you think it would benefit the Bears if they did fire LaFleur, right?
It just sets them back, right? Now they're all – everything's new again. Like, the Bears have been going through for the last, what, 15 years or you know, since the 85 Bears were. The organization continues to turn over, turn over, turn over. Nothing, you know, gets – no true system, no true discipline starts. And, you know, I think, you know, at least for now – you know, what happens with the Bears going forward? I'm not sure. I hope we're on this great trajectory to becoming, you know, a true powerhouse again. But we certainly created an awful lot of dysfunction in the Packers organization right now. They're scrambling. You know, they lost two games to us, you know, in the last minutes, and, you know, one in overtime, one in regular time. You know, they're questioning everything. So that's what we want.
Brian, thanks for the phone call. I really like the way you phrase it, right? It's not just beating the Packers, but causing disruption in the organization. In fact, like that's a little bit, it feels like the wake that Ben Johnson is leaving in the NFC North. Do I expect the Detroit Lions to vanish? No, I could see them win 10 games next year. Do they have in their building right now an elite play caller? They absolutely do not. In fact, they fired their offensive coordinator, Johnny Morton, I believe. And then the disruption now in Green Bay. Do they fire Matt LaFleur coming off of that game? Matt LaFleur under Jordan Love. They would not be in the playoffs if there wasn't the 7 seed, albeit they beat the Cowboys 3 years ago to get to the divisional round. But I do think it would be better for the Bears if they fired Matt LaFleur, right? Looking across the NFL, if I'm hiring a head coach, at where we are with how important offenses are, I don't know how you would ever hire a defensive coach or a special teams coach, because you would want a great play caller to always be there to be attached to your quarterback, much like what the Bears finally did. So do the Packers fire Matt LaFleur for John Harbaugh, who's a special teams guy and going to bring a coordinator with him? John Harbaugh reportedly also wants $20 million. Is Green Bay willing to pay a head coach $20 million? And so, great call, Brian. That's right. It feels like there is much more than just a playoff loss for the Packers. Why was it so important that the Bears beat the Packers? We've got some numbers on that you have to hear. Phone lines are lit. We are continuing to take your phone calls on a game that we will never forget, as the Bears beat the Packers, scoring 25 points and coming away ahead 31-27 as the Bears head towards the divisional round next weekend. We are live on 6M The Score, taking all your calls and reacting more coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle, making minimum monthly payments, could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now Chicago can use the clock as well. Automatically right now, they're in field goal range. They want to get seven. They can use the clock. Williams throwing, and it's caught for the touchdown by DJ Moore. Forget about the clock. Just take the lead when you can. 25 yards. Sixth place. 66 yards in 68 seconds.
I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
It became personal with me.
Boy, it certainly is personal between not only Green Bay Packers, but Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson. What a spectacular game it was. Judson Richards with you until 10 o'clock this morning, 312-644-6767. The Bears are alive, and we are here to cover it. And just a reminder, tune in all day tomorrow for a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank, starting with Molly and Haw at 5:30, continuing all day long right here on The Score, and of course continuing all week long to whoever it is, whether it be the Rams or the Eagles at Soldier Field next weekend in the divisional round. The Bears have been flying pretty close to the sun. Can I give you a couple of stats on that? The Bears against the Packers at Soldier Field, the last time they met up, the overtime game, the onside kick game, the Packers had a winning percentage that reached 99.1%. The Packers' winning percentage last night, 97.8%, and the Bears are 2-0 in those games. 31-27 the final. The Bears outscore the Packers in the second half 28-6. Man, it is hard to believe. 312-644-6767. Some numbers on this rivalry in just a moment on why it was so important for the Bears to get this win moving forward as a franchise. We'll get to that in just a moment. First, let's go back to the phones. John in Highland Park is with us on 6-7 The Score. Hey, John, what's going on?
Good morning, Judson. How are you today?
I'm doing great, John. Yourself?
Oh, my God. I'm very inspired. You asked the question, where does this performance rank in Chicago sports lore? And you mentioned the Kerry Wood game in passing. And the Kerry Wood game was very much like this game. Do you remember where you were when you saw that game? I was in high school in my TV class at Glenbrook North. I remember it, but that was not this. This was Derrick Rose's rookie performance against the Celtics, setting the rookie record in a game that the Bulls won, that everybody realized that the main thing was in town. But the difference was that was on the road, and the Bulls lost a seven-game series. Here, Caleb Williams is the main thing with Ben Johnson. You know he's here to stay. The future looks bright. But you have an actual chance of winning a championship this season, and you will remember where you were when you watched this game forever. But now you actually have the thought process of maybe we could win another game and another game and actually end up in the Super Bowl. So that's why this one's a little bit more special.
Oh, John, that's a great call. Yeah, I love the way you talked us through that. The comp to the Derrick Rose rookie game and what lies ahead. And Ben Johnson said last week that Caleb Williams was built for these moments. And I had to at least disagree, or at least had to wait and see, John, to your point, because the playoffs, it's not the New York Giants in regular season a bad team, right? It's not what he did against an old Joe Flacco against the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't want to take anything away from him, but we all know, as we just played a clip from the GOAT, Michael Jordan, we all know that the regular season and the postseason is drastically different. So when Ben Johnson says Caleb Williams is built for these moments, I'm still waiting to see, is he? Because we hadn't seen him play a playoff game. Well, guess what? Now we have. Now we have, and it is the greatest comeback in Bears playoff history. Speaking of Jordan, follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Judson Richards. I'm still calling it Twitter. I'm not giving that up. Follow me. Let's do it right now. I'll give you for a follow back, Judson Richards on Twitter right now. That fourth and eight, right? The throw to Rome Odunze that we will watch all week long, all month long, and perhaps all year long leading up to next season. With 5 minutes, 37 seconds left to go in a 27-16 game where the Bears are trailing, a must-have where they do not win that game, as Caleb Williams rolls out, his body hits the shape of the Jordan logo. Have you seen this video? I took a screenshot. It's on my Twitter timeline, at Judson Richards. His body takes the shape of MJ. I mean, that's how special a moment it was. As Tom Ricketts is spending money on Alex Bregman, his body hits the shape of a logo. That's pretty wild. Let's hear from Caleb Williams on that 4th and 8 throw. So many spectacular throws. If he does not extend that play, if they turn the ball over, that really, really may be game. Here's what he said about that throw.
We ended up having like a looper or a blitzer. I haven't obviously gone back and watched it yet. And he ended up breaking through, and I felt the edge. I could have got around, and I knew where the play was going. And so I wanted to go in that direction with Rome, and just didn't have enough time to be able to sit there and throw a ball in the pocket. And wanted to go in that direction because, you know, I saw the space before when I was dropping back. And so, I went in that direction. And honestly, just understand it's fourth down. I got to put the ball in play. Rome went and made a great catch adjusting to the ball. I threw him upfield. I think 25 was trailing him. And so, put it upfield a little bit. It creates an awkward angle for him and makes it a little bit easier to catch for Rome.
You know, we all want Caleb Williams to play within the system, right? We all want Caleb Williams to be able to do what Ben Johnson asks him to do. And that's be able to do play action pass and run the ball when he's asked to do it. And that is playing within the system. But what is the knock on a quote unquote system quarterback? The problem with the system quarterback at times is if you find yourself down 14 points, 21 points, they don't have the goods to get you back in it. Derrick Rose can play within a system. Derrick Rose also had the ability to take over when need be. So the system matters. The special matters more. The special matters more. Again, remember when we were talking about Caleb Williams not being able to do the net drill in training camp? Remember all the issues of which foot Caleb Williams should put forward?
You know, I was going to say, too, about the Jumpman thing. You know what I got flashbacks on? I mean, bad memory from last year, but remember that whole intro to Hard Knocks?
Yes.
When they had the Bulls theme song, Ray Clay introducing Caleb. This feels more like that moment. Like, yeah. Scrap everything about last year's coaching staff and team for the most part. That was like that moment that like kind of like flashback, like, whoa, that's why they did that about Caleb Williams.
Right. And then cut to anyone but Matt Eberflus.
Yes. Yeah, maybe he's getting a haircut in that custom barbershop.
Yeah, as long as he has a glow up, that's all that matters. No, but you're right. You're right. I mean, that intro tells you that it is about the special more so than just the system. We'll get to those Packers stats in just a moment. I do want to hear from Jim from the North Side who was at that game. Jim, were you able to get to sleep last night, or have you been up for 24 plus hours?
Hey, Justin. Yeah, I've been, I've got maybe 2-3 hours of sleep. I've basically replaying that game all night. It was unbelievable. So let me just start out. You know, I'm a lifelong Bears fan. You know, I've lived my whole life on the 85 Bears. And I got to tell you, this is something special. This is something that you didn't even get from that team, because the expectation then was, you know, we were winning it. Here, there's a completely different energy. And so last night at the game, you know, Devin Hester and Urlacher were out at the beginning of the game. And then Hester during halftime, you know, was riling up the crowd. But, the energy, and, you know, Al Michaels had said it, the fourth quarter, I had never felt the stadium shake and move like that. It was something that I'll never forget. It was unbelievable. I was able to take my two sons with me, and, you know, what a memory for them. They're, you know, this will be something like that they'll live, in my opinion, they'll hang on to like I still do with the 85 Bears. It was absolutely amazing last night.
Jim, how old are your kids?
23 and 19.
Oh my gosh. That is spectacular. Yeah. Did it feel, we're going to play that Al Michaels audio in just a moment. Did it feel different to you as a lifelong Bears fan who have been to Soldier Field so many times? I mean, the stadium felt different, whether it was movement or sound-wise?
Completely different. So, you know, I'm used to the disappointments. So the second quarter, you know, I'm expecting what I normally expect from the Bears throughout my entire life. And sometime around halftime, you know, that fumble on the kickoff to start the third quarter, even though we didn't get the ball, kind of, you know, started the tone in terms of the Bears' hunger for taking back that game. And they never really let go, even though they didn't put points up in the third quarter, really. It was, things were starting to shift, and you could feel it. You could feel the energy again. You know, the wind was knocked out of us in the second quarter, and people were getting a little dejected. But, you know, there's a different feeling with these Bears. You know, one of the callers had said, you know, to me, that game was like Michael Jordan's, you know, game winner against Cleveland in the playoffs years ago. It was that type of electricity.
Jim, do you remember the moment where where were we in the game when Soldier Field felt different?
I would say it was, you know, it shifted. It was definitely the fourth quarter. And then, you know, obviously Green Bay scored that touchdown. And you know, it felt like maybe we were close, but not close enough. And then when he missed that extra point, I think it really shifted.
Jim, congratulations on being at the game that will be talked about for decades. No matter what this team does, this kind of a comeback will forever be discussed in the Bears-Packers lore.
Forget it. That was absolutely something special.
Yeah, Jim, thanks for the call. Again, if you were there, let's hear from you, 312-644-6767. If you were at home, I want to hear about it. My wife was doing the full-on Tom Cruise on the couch with Oprah, just utterly could not believe that they found a way to get back in it. Here's Al Michaels on Prime last night.
Do you feel the shaking a little bit?
I do.
I've done 31 games in the stadium. It's the first time I feel it shaking like this.
What an honor that I'm here to watch.
I mean, I covered an earthquake in San Francisco, but this has nothing to do with an earthquake. Wow.
This is great, man. What a game.
Oh, boy. That earthquake moment will be something I'll never forget. But luckily, there was not another one happening. Al can know that with where he's located. But for him to be able to connect those two things gives you an idea of how loud Soldier Field was. Let's go back to the phones. Barbara is with us on 6M The Score. Hey, Barbara, what's going on?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to weigh in on that stadium shaking. I was there last night. I am a season ticket holder, and I've attended many, many games. And last night, I've never felt that before either. And you felt it. You were there, and you felt it.
Barbara, did you feel any quit? Like, take me through again. This was a 21-3 game at halftime. This was a 21-6 game heading into the fourth quarter. Like, obviously, nobody left. Otherwise, you don't get a shaking stadium. But how, you know, when did the mood shift, or did Bears fans, did you just decide you just weren't going to give up, were going to be loud at any chance they gave you.
I think that you were loud any chance they gave you. It was really electric the entire game, even though, you know, that earlier it wasn't as nice as you would like it to be, but it still was any little thing, and it would erupt. I really feel like the Bears fans showed up. I think that's the difference. You know, I was thinking about this, and sometimes, like I said, I've been a fan forever, and you go, and sometimes you're there, and you feel like you're the visiting team. There are so many other fans from the team that you're playing that you feel like you're the visitor. But last night, the fans showed up. I went there, and you felt like, wow, this entire stadium is Bears fans. And I feel like that really did have an impact on that shaking stadium.
Barbara, who did you go to the game with?
My husband.
Oh, a night you'll never forget.
Never, ever forget it. It's like I said, we've been to many games and for years, and this was unreal. Never like this before.
What was the walk like out of there?
Oh, my God.
You had to feel like you were hovering.
You were just on cloud nine, and it was still so loud. Even, like, the buses back to – we take the train in, the buses back to the train. I mean, it was so loud. It was just electric. You'll never forget it.
No, you won't. Barbara, congrats. Enjoy this one. And will you be back there for the divisional round? Sorry, we lost Barbara. Let's hope she is. The stats I want to get to, we got lit phone lines. We'll continue running 312-644-6767. What was this win like for you? Where were you? How did you enjoy it? And where does Caleb Williams' performance rank for you as a Chicago sports athlete? Individual performance. Let's talk about that. But why this win was so important? Again, yes, Bears-Packers have been playing for over 100 years. Yes, they have the most meetings between the two in NFL history. But you got to remember, the rivalry goes a lot deeper now because it seems so personal between a head coach, between these two head coaches and between these players as they met at midfield, and with everything that the Packers said over the week that really seemed to piss the Bears off. But remember, since the 2010 NFC Championship game, when the Packers beat the Bears at Soldier Field, the Bears, since that time, they were 5-25 against the Packers. That is the second worst by any team against a division opponent over the last 15 seasons. Only one worse, how much the Patriots have beaten the Jets. The Bears were also just 2-13 at home against the Packers over that 15 years. That is the worst record by any team at home against a division opponent going back to 2010. So if the Bears have hopes to take over the NFL, you got to own your own backyard, right? You cannot get beat up regularly by not only a division opponent, but also your rivalry or your rival. And you also need a quarterback that can compete against their quarterback. Too much Aaron Rodgers, too much Brett Favre. In fact, last night, neither Favre or Rodgers had ever thrown three touchdown passes in a first half. Jordan Love did that last night against the Bears. But it was the Bears quarterback, Caleb Williams, 25 points in the fourth quarter. We'll get back to these phone calls in just a moment. Just a reminder, NFL, a lot more NFL. I mean, the NFL, the gift that keeps on giving, although it's that much more enjoyable when your team is doing the winning. We got plenty of football coming your way on The Score this afternoon. The Wild Card Sunday triple header is right here on 6-7 The Score, starting with the Bills at Jags, followed by 49ers at Eagles, then the nightcap of Chargers at the Patriots. Today's triple-header coverage begins at noon and continues throughout the day right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. I am Judson Richards with you until 10 o'clock. More of you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
So a 44-yard field goal attempt now for McManus. Long time with the Broncos. Second year now with the Green Bay Packers. To try to make it 6-0. And the kick is no good. So it stays a three-point game. And the Bears are going to get the ball at about their own 34. What a trilogy. The three games in 5 weeks. Here we go again.
Fourth quarter, we just knew we needed a lot of stops. Give the offense back the ball, and we knew they were going to, you know, score and get some points. Cairo had a lot of, you know, pouring kicks. Same with, 12 having a lot of, you know, pouring, you know, punt returns, things like that. But defensive-wise, we just knew we needed a lot of stops, you know, get the ball back, you know, any way we could, and that's what happened. It's crazy fourth quarter, you know, crazy game, but we just kept believing.
That was Jaquan Brisker. Bears need to get stops, and shockingly, they did that in the second half. Shockingly, because if you watched the first half, you may have thought it would never happen. That was a call on Prime as well. The first four drives of the second half for the Green Bay Packers gained a total of 9 yards and resulted in four punts. Right? I think what may have gotten the crowd back in that game, it wasn't really the offense. It was shockingly the defense that went punt, 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 or at least, did I say that four times? Four consecutively against that Packers defense, who was crushing them in the first half. And that allowed the Bears to win this football game, only giving up 6 points despite allowing 21 in the first half. Hey, just a reminder, tune in all day tomorrow for Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank, starting with Foley and Haw at 5:30 and continuing all day long right here on The Score. What a week we have ahead of us, getting set for the divisional round. Somewhere in there, we'll probably sprinkle in the Cubs signing Alex Bregman as a third baseman. We are your home of the Chicago Cubs right here on The Score, so way to go, Tom Ricketts. 5 years, $175 million deal. Hard to believe. A lot. We can get to that. Jeff Passan tweeted, the Bears need Alex Bregman. It felt very strange to me. But that's because I did not see that they had signed Bregman. This is the world we're living in on a Sunday morning. 312-644-6767. Nicole was at the game. Nicole joins us on 6-7 The Score. Hi, Nicole. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was awesome last night to be there. It was so cool being able to drive in from Colorado with my dad. Last time we were here was actually for the 2018 double doink. Oh. So leaving that game versus leaving this game was just so electric, and being able to stand there at the end of the game and jump around and celebrate with all my fellow fans and family, it was something I'll never forget for sure.
So, Nicole, tell me about your road trip. Tell me about your dad and how you ended up coming to this game. I'm assuming there's a big time Bears fan in there somewhere.
Oh yeah. So my dad and the fam has actually had tickets since 1971, and I've been lucky enough to be able to go to Bears games since I was literally born. So we moved out to Colorado in 2016, and we've been able, thankful, grateful enough to be able to come back for some playoff games. We left on at 1 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, drove 14 and a half hours, or Friday morning, excuse me, drove 14 and a half hours and helped our Bears win.
Did it feel like a bad idea at halftime?
Well, honestly, I was thinking about how sucky the ride's going to be on the way back if we were to lose. So I was really, really grateful that we were able to. Yeah, Iceman cometh for sure.
The Iceman cometh, yeah. You know, Nicole, that's right. I mean, two quarters later, you find yourself at maybe the most memorable game you two will ever attend.
Yes, truly, truly. It was really special and really awesome to be able to share it with my daddy.
So are you driving back for the divisional round game?
Well, that's what we were talking about, but we'll have to see how this week goes.
Nicole, travel
safe.
Drive.
It's a long drive.
It certainly is. Yeah, Nicole, thanks for sharing your story. Let's hear them. 312-644-6767. Let's talk about the game as well. Hal is with us in Kenosha on the Score. Good morning, Hal. Hal, let's go to Hal.
Are you there?
Hey, Hal, I got you now. What's going on?
Hey, first time caller, long time listener.
Good to hear from you, Hal.
That's probably going to get all the Bear fans pretty much ecstatic. Here's a scenario for you to think about. If the 49ers beat Seattle, every West Coast team now has to go through Chicago in the middle of January. Can you say Super Bowl bound possible?
Are you saying it, Hal?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no. Are you feel well? First of all, I think, like, before we talk about the Bears, I don't know how good you feel about the 49ers beating the Seahawks, because we've seen that story pretty recently.
Right. I think 49ers have a good opportunity to beat Seattle. They're not undefeatable.
No,
they
can
be beat.
No, in fact, Hal, like. Is there a team in the NFC that completely scares you?
No.
No, I'm with you. Thanks for the phone call. So the scenarios we have in front of us, rather simple. It's either the Eagles or the Rams at Soldier Field next weekend. All right? 5-seed Rams or the 3-seed Eagles. Because the Seahawks are the 1-seed, so they will always play the highest seed, right? The worst team coming in, if you will. And that is the 49ers, who would be the 6-seed. Most importantly, if we were to take it week by week, as the team will tell you at Halas Hall all week, is the divisional round is going to be played at Soldier Field. And for every reason that Ben Johnson said they wanted to be here, it played out at Soldier Field. You do not come back in a game like that on the road. I you know, perhaps they're a Bears fan that thought, yeah, that, you know, this team's so magical, that would travel and you could do that at Green Bay. I say no shot at Lambeau Field. I say nowhere else in Lambeau Field or in the NFL. This is the kind of game where you need the fourth phase, as Brian Urlacher calls it, the 12th man to have your back. And that's how it worked out. And because they're 2-seed, because the Eagles rested their starters and the Commanders and 39-year-old Josh Johnson in 16 seasons got only his second win as a starter, the Bears will be back at home as a 2-seed next weekend. Seahawks, probably the best team going in. Are you terrified of Sam Darnold? I certainly am not. I think the Bears are in a really great spot to get past the divisional round and get into the NFC Championship game. And we will continue to talk about it with you. 312-644-6767. How does this change your perception of the Bears organization? And were you there, or where were you? Let's celebrate together. Hour number three, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.